Just as we believe in him, he believes in us. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. So we've taken a couple of weeks break and now we're back. However, I am going to be traveling at the end of next week, so there might be a bit more of a break. But in the meantime, before we start a new series, I thought we'd just do a couple of one-offs. So today I want to talk about the most beautiful Jewish mindful moment. And that is when we wake up in the morning. And there's a Jewish prayer called Mordeh Ani. Now, one of the problems of living non-mindfully is that when we wake up in the morning, as John Kabat-Zinn likes to say, we have 25 people with us in the shower, meaning our mind is racing, we're thinking about all the things we need to do during that day, the meetings we have to have, the people we have to call back, the conflicts we have to resolve, the crisis we have to find solutions for. And we're racing as soon as we wake up. But in Jewish tradition, we're encouraged not to do that, of course, but to wake up and to be for a few moments. First of all, to acknowledge, to be mindful, to be aware of the fact that we've woken up, to be aware of the fact that we have a new day, that we've been given a gift of life once again. We're able to wake up and have a new and fresh day. A day hopefully with purpose and meaning. And the way we do that is we acknowledge and we have a moment of gratitude through the prayer called Mordeh Ani. It's a powerful prayer. There's a lot to be said about the prayer, but I wanted to share a couple of points. The first thing we do when we wake up, we are encouraged in Jewish law to first of all think, to have a mindful thought, to acknowledge that, wow, we're up. It's a God-given gift. God has returned our soul. The Talmud tells us that when we sleep, our part of our soul actually leaves our body and goes to a purification, refreshing process, and then is returned back in the morning, a pure and fresh soul. So, and that's given to us by God, and that's the first thought we should have in the day, before we get into what happens to happen during the day. Just, I'm alive, I'm breathing. And then we verbalize that through the prayer of Mordeh Ani. And when we say Mordeh Ani, the word Mordeh means to acknowledge and to thank. And to give ourselves over, to surrender in a way, to the reality that we are in God's hands, we're in good hands. This day is going to be blessed. So we say, Mordeh Ani lefanecha, I thankfully acknowledge you, Melech Chai v'Kayam, the Eternal King. And what are we acknowledging? We're acknowledging a simple fact, Shehechzarta bi nishmati b'chemla. You have returned my soul with compassion. You don't judge me. No matter what happened yesterday, no matter the failings, no matter the lack of success, none of that defines me. What defines me is the purity of my soul, and you have given back my soul with that compassion. And then we end with the most beautiful phrase, Rabba emunatecha, great is your faithfulness, which is sometimes understood to mean to be discussing and focusing on our faith in God. We wake up with a commitment to have faith in God, which is true. But the problem with that is that the grammar doesn't quite match up, because it should have then said emunateinu, our faith, not your faith. And the commentaries explain the most beautiful thing. That in fact, emunatecha is talking about God's faith, his faith in us. Just as we believe in him, he believes in us. One of the awareness, one of the mindful thoughts to have in the morning, from a Jewish perspective, Jewish mindfulness, is to understand that we're alive, to be grateful for the fact that we have a gift of another day, but to acknowledge the fact that God has given us another day means he believes in us. He trusts us. He gave us another day because he knows that we can make it work. He knows that we can bring another day of meaning and of purpose. What a wonderful idea. What a powerful thought that we might have failed for the last 10 days, but God gives us another day because he believes in our power. He believes that we can make this work, that no matter what happened till now, We are not defined. We're defined by the purity of our soul. And therefore, we can actually make this happen. We can give this day the full meaning and purpose. We can be fully present in each experience in the day, connecting to its soul, connecting to its meaning, connecting to its purpose. Let's think about that and let's meditate on Modeh Ani a little bit. So just relax and close your eyes. When you're ready, just turn your attention to your breathing. Tap into the rhythm of life, the beat of our pulse, breathing in and breathing out. As we continue to breathe, if your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Breathe in and out, feeling every inhalation, feeling every exhalation. The breathing in Hebrew, neshima, expresses our neshama, our soul. Each breath is an expression of the soul, the pure soul, the fresh soul that God gives us each morning. We're awake, we can breathe, and we have a pure and fresh godly soul. Modeh ani lefanecha, I thankfully acknowledge you, God, the eternal King. I am before you. You have given me another day, another mission, another purpose. Just continue breathing and just think about your pure soul, your new infusion of life, the godly infusion given to us today. Fresh, pure, another chance. Rabba emunatecha, great is your faith in us. I am up, I am breathing, I have a fresh and pure and infinite soul. And you, God, trust me to make this day work. You believe in me. You're relying on me. I'm not defined by the failings of yesterday, but the purity of today. I can make today meaningful. I can make today work. Come back to where we are and just remember this is not a prayer that doesn't only have to be thought about in the morning. It's verbalized in the morning. But any time we feel frazzled during the day, we can stop. Take a few breaths and just remember the power of your neshama. Have a wonderful day.